On the Powers That Be podcast, we examine the players and currents behind today's most consequential decisions. Join us. Listen to the Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you sticking your head in the sand again as a sports fan? Do you know that the month of May just ended? I'm sure you knew that. But the most home runs that have ever been hit in the month of May were hit this year. So are we going to stick our heads in the sand again and pretend that there's a home run explosion in baseball and that there's nothing to see here? Guys are just bigger and stronger than they've ever been, and that's the reason that all the home runs are happening. Are we going to do this again? Because you just got to let me in on it. Are we going to act naive again and act like nothing is going on sneaky behind the scenes? Nobody's messing with the baseballs. Nobody's found a new way to get around Major League Baseball drug testing. Because the last time we saw this, we collectively stuck our heads in the sand. And the guys who cover baseball on a daily basis, they absolutely stuck their heads in the sand. And they knew better. They were in the clubhouses every day. They knew better. They saw a guy like Lenny Dykstra, just for an example, put on 35 pounds in one off season. One off season from 92 to 93, Lenny Dykstra put on 35 pounds. Oh, he was just in the gym. He was just in the gym putting on muscle. That's what it was all about. I just wonder if we're falling victim to it again. And we're all going to be stupid again. And we're all going to play dumb, and we're all going to act when we find out 5-10 years from now that they were doing something fishy, that baseball was fiddling with the baseballs again or doing something like that. I've heard major league players say the ball feels like a rock this year. Some pitchers say it feels like a rock. No, but there's nothing to see here. They're not doing anything. They wouldn't fiddle with the baseball. They wouldn't do anything crooked like that. No. Oh, wait a minute. Sure they would. When attendance is down, when TV ratings are down, they've already shown us they'll do whatever they got to create a little more energy and excitement for the product. I'm sorry. I have to be skeptical because baseball has given me every reason to be skeptical. They're to blame, not me. They're to blame.
Have you ever felt like you were living just a B or B plus life? It's so dangerous to live that, more dangerous than a B minus or a C plus life, because when you're living a B or B plus life, you don't change it. You think it's good enough. Is it? I'm Susie Welch. I host a podcast called Becoming You. People think, okay, an A plus life is not available to me, but there is a way. We are all in the process of becoming ourselves. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.